Blog Talk Radio. Breaking news.
Ushering in a new era. This is the War of the Words.
All right, fight fans, War of the Words, radio number 97, man. First off, I want to give a little heads up today. You know, I'm a multitasker doing all kinds of stuff in this MMA community, including working at a gym, so we are broadcasting live from here, so I apologize for any background noise or anything. You know, we got to get it in. Episode 97 today. First off, I want to thank just a few of our sponsors, Bad Apple, Duomachi, Tires for Hire, great deals here in Charleston, Johnny Muscle, and, of course, Store Summer Fight Store. You can check them out at ssfightstore.com, an excellent place. Today's show, of course, we are kicking off Conflict 27 coverage that's going down April 25th in Columbia, South Carolina, headlined by Blair Patton versus the champ, Alexa Connors. Going to be an epic card, man. Certainly no shortage of sorry, guys, hold on just one second. I'd like to thank Chad May for that wonderful interruption there. I apologize, guys. He just absolutely had to have some hand wraps. Conflict 27, man, April 25th going down. We've got two guys on the show. Let me give you a little history here. So I'm cruising around Facebook like I always do. You know me, never sleep. And I come across this ongoing conversation between Bobby Rogers and Michael Smith, who will be fighting one another, and I believe both of their debuts, at Conflict 27. It's a very heated, exciting conversation, and I thought, man, you know what? We should take this conversation on the air. So that's exactly what we're going to do today. We've got Michael Smith and Bobby Rogers, who he hasn't quite called in. I hope you will hear in a second. Going to be a great, great show, man. I think there's going to be a lot said. So we're going to go ahead and get this thing cracking. And the way that we're going to do this is I'm going to bring Michael Smith on first, and we're going to keep Bobby Rogers' mic muted, talk to Smith for a little bit. Then we're going to do the opposite. We're going to mute Smith's mic and let Rogers come on and talk for a minute. And then we'll open up both these mics and I guess get a little dialogue going on. So without further ado, I'd like to go ahead and bring on our first guest for this show like never before, Mr. Michael Smith. Michael, what's going on with it, man?
Not a whole lot, buddy. How about yourself?
I am doing good, man. It's a good day. Having one of those fun, hectic shows on the radio. We've got so much stuff going on. You know, what they say, growing pains, I guess. So we'll just chalk it up to that, man. How you been, man? It's you know, we were supposed to talk on Monday, didn't get the chance to. And here we are on Wednesday, man. How you feeling? How's that hype energy?
Feeling great. I'm ready to kick some fucking ass. That's all I'm worried about. Ready to get in there and bang.
Exactly, man. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit about, I guess, what brought you to this upcoming fight, April 25th.
Well, I was training at Total Force, and I took somebody's woman there, so got kicked out, and they don't like me too much there, so when Bobby said he was on April 25th, he called me out. I took the fight. Cause I don't care. You know,
that's it.
I don't care who you are. You don't call me out. I'm going to take that fight regardless of who the hell you are.
Absolutely, man. And you know what? That's one of the things that I love to hear. I love that tenacity. So this fight for you, I can imagine then, is a lot more than just a debut. You've got some personal things to prove, or some mouths to shut, we might say.
Yeah. Definitely.
To say the least, man. Well, you know, one of the things that seems to be the most exciting about this fight in particular is that this is both of you guys' debut. Like we said, this thing has gotten pretty heated. How are you feeling coming in? Does this add any extra pressure? Does it make you more excited? Does it keep you in the gym training? I mean, how's this whole thing been for you on top of it being your first walk out to the cage?
It's a fight. You know, I treat it as a fight, as well as everyone after this. It's no different from any other fight.
That's it. Hey, you know what? I like that, man. Straightforward, straight to business. Now, you obviously have worked with Rogers in the past. Tell us what you, from your time spending with him, that has you confident that it's going to go down like you foresee.
Well, he's a wrestler for the most part, but I know that if he gets it to the ground, I can go, and, you know, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu beats wrestling any day of the week. It's just a bunch of things. I started out as a kickboxer. He has no stand-up, really.
Yeah, so as a cross comparison, I always think it's interesting when guys won't know one another. And we've got Bobby on the line right here. I'm about to switch over to him, but real quick, and then we're going to come back to you. Tell me how you're going to finish this guy. April 25th, how's it going to end, bro?
Tap out, knock out, or, you know, pass out. I don't care which one.
That's it, man. It's getting finished. All right, man, you hang on the line real quick. We're going to switch over and talk to Bobby for a minute, and we'll be right back with you.
All right.
And we got a bunch of people on the line, guys, just to let you know we will be getting to you in just a second. I want to go ahead and bring on the other half of this fight. Mr. Rogers, no pun intended or jokes. What's going on with you, man?
Well, that again, I barely heard you.
What's going on with you, buddy? How about it?
I'm not getting up. I'm just tired of hearing little fella talk so much junk.
Yeah, there's one thing I wanted to bring up, you know, of course, immediately, is there's been a lot of conversation, a lot of things said, and, you know, the fight has definitely begun before the actual fight on the 25th. Can you give us a little background as far as what's going on?
Yeah, man, he's just one of them all mouths. That's all he's got. His mouth's bigger than anything on his body. He ain't got no kind of, you know, no skill set set for his mouth. So he's a lot better than he is. The boy maybe weigh 118, 120 pounds soaking wet. You know, he supposedly broke a heavyweight's leg, you know, which is quite hilarious. He said he was kickboxing. Said he was kickboxing and stuff like that. He sleeps, you know, just goes around trying to, you know, talk a big game about anything. Gets his ass kicked about anybody he spars with. He gets snapped back. Got that long old giraffe neck. You know, he got nothing for nobody to do anything with.
Oh, man. So let me ask you, man, what started this rivalry? Before we bring it back on, and we get a couple of these guests in, what started all of this, man, for you?
I mean, I didn't have a problem with the kid until, you know, he started buying my team, man, you know, and my team, Total Force, we're like a big family, brother. We don't have that drama. We don't talk junk to each other. You know, we just help each other out, hype him up. You know, we told him he was better than he was, just that a boy would keep his head straight, you know, and then he just had to interfere with a problem going on in a relationship with a team member, and he just started it that way, and then we kicked him out of the gym, started bad-mouthing our coaches. You know, we got two great coaches. He started saying he broke a 265-pound man's leg, you know, but what was that? I don't know if he had a knee bar or something like that. But then he started bad-mouthing everybody else on the team. So we just got tired of it. And then, you know, he just started talking smack. Never wanted to, you know, come back and spar with nobody. Never wanted to be a little punching bag. He just kept a distance and kept it up, kept trying and trying. So finally he didn't think that I'd be able to cut down to 125. And it happened. He tried to message me, and I told him he's got the balls to bring it on.
That's it, man. I like the story. And so what we're going to do now is I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to go to a couple of these callers, and then we're going to get you guys both on the open mics together. So we'll be right back with you. Just hang with us. All right, man. We're going to bring one of these two guests. The last four digits are 3075. You're on the air live. What are the words, man? Who we got?
You got the one and only Ninja Turtle.
Oh, goodness. Paul Teague, everybody. Paul Teague, the Ninja Turtle Teague. Paul Teague, what's up, man? What you got for us today? Are you listening in over there?
Yeah, I just got out of a massage and was able to chime in at the right time to hear Lloyd Christmas speak. And Bobby, Mr. Rogers. I just have to say, I got to keep it PG-13. I just have to say, I'm just ready to see Mr. Rogers.
You probably don't have to keep the PG-13 unless you want to.
I'm at work. I got to.
Oh.
So, I'm just, with that being said, I'm just going to say I'm just ready for Mr. Rogers to, the little beast, to unleash the beast on Mr. Stick Figure. And when Mike's face bounces off the pavement, he's not, he's gonna be in a ring, sorry. When his face bounces off the cage floor twice, the first time from getting hit, falling, and then the second time when Bobby's coming down with a Superman punch right on the face. I'm gonna end it with this. You mess with one teammate, you mess with the whole damn team.
There it is, guys. You heard it.
Especially when you're 115 pounds and you break Mr. Tyrell Jones' leg, who is approximately 265, who looks like, just say, I don't think he could break his own leg if he tried.
That's it. Hey, Paul, listen, we appreciate you taking time out of your day. You sound like you're off in a corner sneaking a conversation, so we appreciate you putting yourself on the line to give us a call. More of the words, brother, and we look forward to seeing you. We know you got something going down on the 18th, USFSC 22, and we'll definitely get to talking to you about that shortly, man. So thank you for the call in.
Hey, and I do want to tell you something else.
Well, all right, we'll see you one thing.
If everything else goes as planned, April 25th, I might be on the card in Columbia as well.
Oh, well, there you go. Top secret information from Paul T. You heard it here first. We're going to switch over to this other line ending in 6626. So 6626, caller, you're on the air with Word to Words. What you got? Who we got? All right. Well, I guess right when I switch over, they decided to drop. So we'll go ahead and get to the fun stuff. I'm going to bring Bobby Rogers back out with the live mic. And I've also got Mr. Michael Smith on live as well. Both these guys here. So what's up, guys? We're all three here together. Let's talk about this fight.
All
right. Oh, yeah. Anything.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I think it'll be rather quick, honestly. I mean, I don't think the ball's making anywhere near the second, third round. I mean, if he don't run the whole time like he says he will. He's gonna try to pick off his cardio, but he has nothing. He has nothing beats me in the cage that this kid's got to offer.
That's what you say.
There's no thinking of this. I know.
Now, there's a difference between talking about swimming with the sharks and actually swimming with them. And when you get in the cage on the 25th, you're gonna be swimming with a shark.
And I'm gonna tell you this now: sharks in water, though. That ain't the king of the land. No, that's not king of the land. You have nothing, man. You might have a little reach, but I promise you. You ain't got no chance.
Hey, it is what it is. Still getting the W, so I ain't fucking caring.
W? You don't think you're going to be seeing some Z's? You ain't going to see
Man, you probably couldn't even knock out a fucking fly.
Michael, let me ask you a question. When we get to the weigh-ins on the 25th, and you look in Bobby's eyes, is he gonna know how it's gonna go down on Saturday?
Who's that?
Repeat that question, please.
Oh, I was asking Michael. Michael, first, when you guys are at the weigh-ins and you get a chance to stare down face to face, man, as you're going to be looking, what do you think you're going to see in your opponent's eye?
Anger. That's about it. That's all honesty, because we both hate each other. He's going to see the same damn thing. Hatred.
What about
you,
Bobby, man?
You know, neither of us going back down, so, you know, that's. Yeah, you just have to wait till April 25th to see how it goes now.
What about you, Bobby, back there, man? When you get up here on this weigh-ins, man, when we get to the weigh-ins, man, what are we going to see? When you look in the eyes, man, what are you going to see?
I will, yeah, he'll be a little, you have to goofy like he's trying to be. I'm going to see him, you know, thinking of fear. You know, he's gonna be thinking if he can run around me. But you know, I always fear God, man. There's only one man before that I have ever feared is God. You know, I think he's gonna, like he says, anger. I'm not angry. I don't get mad at nothing. You know, that's just a blow by thing. I see respect and I see dishonesty. You know, so he nothing really, man.
I like it, guys. All right, well, I got a guest. Let's see who we got on here. Who took a call? Drop his back on. Last 4 or 6626. You are live and all more of the words. Who we got? All right. I guess it might be messing up somebody who just wants to listen in live. Maybe they don't want to talk. So my apologies, man. And of course, we have the epic Kobe Wall, my co-host, who never shows up for any shows ever, which is always great. All right, guys. You know, I heard a lot. I'm talking about. I heard a crazy amount of stuff on Facebook. So let me ask each of you this. And I'll start with Bobby. Bobby, yeah. Have you ever been more motivated for a fight than you are, to fight than you are for this debut?
No, man. It's been a dream I've been wanting to do, you know, getting sanctioned events, you know. I love fighting. I love the sport of it. You know, I like domination. I am very happy I get to take out a lot of, you know, a lot of this stuff out for my team, because I got a whole team behind me that's, you know, that's looking forward to me taking care of this one. So, no, this is a great one.
Yeah, absolutely. And Michael, man, how are you feeling coming into this fight with everything that's on the table and everything? You know, there's obviously been a lot of talk, a lot of stuff to prove, a lot of words to back up. Man, how are you feeling as we really are less than 3 weeks away?
Yeah, I'm feeling great about this fight. You know, I take it one day at a time, do it with my training, you know, learn all I can, apply it. That's about it.
Yeah, absolutely,
man. It ain't no different.
It ain't different. Well, tell me, each of you here, you know, we're obviously both guys looking for a finish. Bobby, I'll start with you. Tell us how the finish is going to happen, then we'll jump to Michael.
I want to learn something new.
Right. I got you. Absolutely. All right, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break for about 1 minute. You guys hang on the line. We'll be right back with you, everybody. In the meantime, enjoy this from J. Cole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I was dreaming about a deal at the age of 13. I was fiending for the meals, I ain't talking Burger King. Some of my niggas in the bill, all they did was surfing. Fuck girls, I had skills all day rehearsing. Them pretty boys had them girls, spent their time flirting. All they wanted was some waves like they fucking surfing. Hold up, now don't get it twisted, I ain't hating, do your thing. I was like a young Simba, couldn't wait to be the king. Now a nigga is the prince. Hopped over the fence where the grass way greener. Look at Shawty ass way meaner. Something like Serena mixed with Trina, have you seen her? She fine enough to be Miss Howard, word to Adina. My money like a senior, watch it graduate. Now it's time to eat, I'm letting all my niggas grab a plate. Grab a take the real shit, stay away from phonies. These niggas heard about me, now they acting like they know me. Keep on saying, where you going, nigga? Shit, it ain't no telling. Yeah. Hey, where you going, nigga? Hey. It ain't no telling. Yeah, they keep on saying, where you going, nigga? Gone, nigga. Hey, it ain't no telling. Yeah, can't tell you where I'm going. No, I won't stop. Goodbye to the bottom. Hello to the top. Pardon the interruption. A proper introduction is necessary when your shit is legendary, man. Greedy niggas wouldn't let me in the cafeteria, cause they ain't believe. Suddenly they Presbyterian. The hoes is librarians. They looking me up. She got a Jones like Marion. She licking me up. Then we cut. Look how she say my name. I got a moaning J. Cole. They used to say Jermaine. I never changed. I'm like a corpse in a coffin, 6 feet, shit deep. I was low, just a dollar and some hope fix me. Cause I was broke, plus the weed that I would smoke would make it worse. Lord, please let my problems disappear like Ron Mercer. I'm a star, conversing with them girls with them curves like curses. They open like curtains cause my shit is unheard of like curses on the radio. Same bitches used to play me though. Now they yelling, where you going, nigga? It ain't no telling. Hey, where you going, nigga? It ain't no telling. Yeah, they keep on saying, where you going, nigga? Gone, nigga. It ain't no telling. Yeah, I can't tell you where I'm going. No, I won't stop. Goodbye to the bottom. Yeah, hello to the top. I left the city for a minute. But
all right, guys, we are back. Sorry about that interruption. Like I said, we are live with it. It has been a great show. I'm going to bring each guy back out one at a time just to get some last minutes from them. We'll start with Bobby real quick. All right, Bobby, April 25th, man, it's actually right around the corner, man. We know you're excited about this this debut. If you could leave one impression on everybody in the crowd after the show is over, what would you want that to be?
No, the impression, I mean, I'm coming in this season, man, this MMA world, you know, a lot of people come take part of everything, you know. I don't want to take part. I'm not here to take part. I'm here to take over whatever division I'm in and prove a point that, you know, that I'm here to stay to take over and make this my weight division. You know, I'm here to do what I got to do to show that.
That's it. Time to display and destroy. I like that. Bobby, we want to thank you for coming on the show today, man. I'm sure this battle is far from over before we get to the 25th, and we are especially looking forward to see you guys back this stuff up, put on a killer fight. I want to give you just a moment here before we let you go to give your shout-outs, man. What you got for us?
Well, I want to add one thing. You know, we did just say that Mr. Kobe Wall wanted us to have a gentleman's agreement for a standing bang fight. You know, I'm very much looking forward to that, and I want to thank my team. You know, Total Force MMA, my coaches Billy Joe Cook and Jason Nemeth and Bradley Port. You know, Paul Teague and Terrell Gold. You know, I'd like to thank the War Warriors. You know, it's got a great radio show. I like listening to y'all, man. You know, the Conflict MMA. You know, that helps promotion. You know. Thanks,
heck
everybody.
Yeah, man.
Thanks, everybody.
We appreciate that love, man, and, you know, we reciprocate it right on back. I'm sure we'll get a good interview in right as it gets close up, and thank you so much for coming on the show with us today, man. We look forward to more, whether it be on Facebook here and most certainly in that cage, April 25th, brother. I'm going to pop over to Michael real quick. We appreciate you staying on the line, brother. I'm going to ask you the same question. April 25th, man, when these fans are lighting out of the main event, Fitness Center, after a great night of fights, what impression do you want to leave on them?
I just want to leave the impression that I'm ready to bang no matter what. You call me out, I don't care. You know, I'll take any fight at 125. You know, that's my weight class. So, you know, if anybody wants any, you know, I'm there. I'm ready to take it. So I'm all about, you know, total domination and obliteration. So, you know, just let my opponents look out.
That's it. They're not ready. Listen, I want to also give you a moment here to give some shout-outs to friends, family, anybody helping you get ready for this fight, man. We'd love to hear it.
All right. I'd like to give a shout-out, first off, to my gym, Hannah Brinks Jiu-Jitsu Academy. I'd like to give a shout-out to my coaches, Duke Reeves and Joey McPeak. I also like to give a shout out to Lisa Garland, who helped me for a little bit with boxing.
Awesome. That's really, very awesome.
You know, War World for, you know, having me on here. And
absolutely, brother. Know. Absolutely, man. You know, this was one of those, fights that had a lot of excitement on it from the beginning. And then once we learned a lot about this, the background and the, you know, personal this, you know, a lot of these fans, you know, they love a good fight, and this one is guaranteed to bring the fireworks, man. So I want to thank you for keeping the hype on and helping to be a part of making Conflict 27 a success, brother. We look forward to seeing you at the show, man. Thank you so much for your time today.
No problem. I'm just ready to bang.
That's it, man. You heard it. Rodgers versus Smith, man. Both guys are ready to get it in. A lot of bad blood between these guys. Obviously, my co-host Kobe here today, I guess he had to work, or probably is just not doing nothing, sitting at home, shining his nice, shiny Conflict belt, which he actually will be defending May 16th. You know, these Conflict cards never, ever, ever stop. And speaking of never stopping, you know, you guys out there who have tires issues all the time, you know, you've always got a nail in something, you're hoping that donut that you're riding on right now is going to get you up to the store and back. Well, let me tell you what, let's make a better decision today. Let's call Tires for Hire. You can check them out on Facebook. They're right here in Charleston. They do brakes, alignments, rotations. They've got great deals on like new used tires and more. So be sure to stop by there and keep rolling, man. Listen, Columbia, South Carolina is not far away from here in Charleston. But if you got that donut on your car, you are not going to make it there. So go ahead and stop by Tires Hire. Get squared up with Robert Solomon. They'll take care of you. Tell them Eric sent you. This card is absolutely stacked from top to bottom. We should have the official fight card dropping here in just a couple of days. We've got some posters out already. You guys keep up with us at War of the Words on Facebook. You can go to ConflictMMAPromotions.com to check out tickets, keep up with everything. A lot of our articles we do drop there. And again, the SOAR Summit Fight Store, that's SSFightStore.com, home to some of the biggest, most influential champs and a huge supporter of local MMA all around. And I want to end the show, if I may, on that note. You know, Rodgers and Smith, they have a lot of bad blood going on. They have, a lot of talking, a lot of things happening between them that they're going to bring into the cage. But they are both still a piece of this MMA community, you know, and we support these fights. We support the fighters. We support these communities. And we do it in a real way. We don't just talk about it. We don't just make posts. You know, if we say, we want to help the small guys come up, that's exactly what we do. If we say we want to put the spotlight on champions who aren't being noticed, that's what we do. If we say, we're going to go out and help with charity work and stuff like that, that's what we do. We get results, and we're very proud of that. Instead, do a lot more than just make posts on Facebook or posters. So it means means a lot to us that you guys are a part of that, and just want to say thank you. As far as the rest of this week, man, we are on episode number 97, getting close to number 100, where we will reveal a lot of excellent and big changes to the show, including having music from your local MMA community, as well as a lot of other extensions that are going to be phenomenal. So make sure to tune into episode number 100. It's going to be a great one. Also for you guys, don't miss this Sunday, Cerebral Sunday. Every Sunday we get off MMA and talk about other stuff with members of our MMA community. We've got a veteran UFC ref and greatest ever, Blake Grice, who's going to be on to talk conspiracy theories with us. It's going to be an excellent show. Make sure not to miss that. Got a lot more in store for you this week. On behalf of myself and my ghostly co-host, Kobe Wall, I want to thank you for tuning in today. War of the Words Radio, number 97. Meet us in Columbia, April 25th, for Conflict 27. That's all I got for you. Y'all have a great one.
Breaking news.
Ushering in a new era. This is the War of the Words.